Hi, I'm Francine Michaud. Every week at this time, Chris takes a look at the calendar of events and what's going on around Connecticut. Today's program is made possible by a generous grant from the George A. and Grace L. Long Foundation. I'll begin with an article from the CT Now section of the Hartford Courant for... March 30th. Here are this week's best bets. NBMAA bashes. The New Britain Museum of American Art throws two parties back to back. The first on Friday, inspired by the Vistas del Sur exhibit. The drinking, eating, dancing, and exploring is from 8 to 11 p.m. Admission is $30, $20 for members. $5 cash bar mixed drinks. The second party celebrates the museum's 114th birthday, which means you get to party for free on Saturday from noon to 5 p.m. Practice your salsa moves, create scientific illustrations with the kids, or take a guided tour at no charge all day long. For information, call 860-229-0257, extension 201, or visit the website nbmaa.org. Spring Beer Fest. Micro Beer Bar and Michael's Greenhouses team up Sunday at 1 p.m. to celebrate spring with the third annual Greenhouse Beer Festival at the Cheshire Venue, 300 South Meriden Road. The event features beer and other and cider tastings from more than two dozen breweries and producers, live bluegrass music, and food for purchase from Nora Cupcake Company, Cassius Cheese Truck, Mercado, and Chief Brody's Bon Me. The event costs $60. For information, visit the website mikrobeerbar.com/event. Eat in the Elm City. New Haven Restaurant Week returns for its spring edition Sunday through April 7th with two-course fixed-price lunches and three-course dinners at more than 30 eateries in the city. Meals are priced at $17 for lunch and $34 for dinner. Reservations are suggested. You will find menus and information at infonewhaven.com/restaurantweek. Connecticut GamerCon. Cosplay, competitive video gaming, tabletop gaming, retro gaming, cash prizes, and celebrations of Magic, The Gathering, Dungeons & Dragons, and Warhammer all come to Mohegan Sun Convention Center the weekend of Saturday and Sunday for a massive GamerCon experience. In addition to your cosplay costume for the Saturday contest, wear your shopping shoes. The dealer showcase features artwork, gaming supplies, action figures, anime collectibles, and more. The live music is Saturday night, hours Saturday 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sunday 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Admission is $15 per day. 8 and under are free. For information, visit the website CTGamerCon. That's CTGamerCon.com. Birdman director in town. Mexican film auteur Alejandro González Iñárritu, a four-time Oscar winner who directed Birdman, The Revenant, Beautiful, Babel, 21 Grams, and Amor Perros, comes to the Center for Film Studies at Wesleyan University in Middletown Wednesday at 8 p.m. for an onstage conversation about the art of cinema with Janine Basinger, the founder of the university's College of Film and the Moving Image. Admission is free, but seating is limited. From the food section, Goldberger's Adding a Five and Dime by Leanne Griffin. The team behind Newington's favorite offbeat burger joint is looking to branch out and conquer the morning meal. Later this summer, Goldberger's owner, Matt Crowley, plans to open Five and Dime, a breakfast and lunch eatery next door to his popular fast casual restaurant known for its creative burgers and hot dogs. The new spot will take over space occupied by a former law office at 1100 Main Street. Crowley describes Five and Dime's concept as dinner-style breakfast, deli-style lunch with egg dishes, egg sandwiches, breakfast pastries, and lunchtime items like salads and deli sandwiches with house-roasted meats like turkey and roast beef. He said he hopes to open Five and Dime by August 1st. We'll do what we know, keep it small like we are, he says. We can't get any better for location. Five and Dime will have also an assortment of grab-and-go options, and Crowley and Chef Tim Morato say they're hoping to capture Newington diners looking for convenient fare. We want America to stop running on Dunkin', Morato says, laughing. The new space will have about 25 seats, including counter seating, with design featuring wood, concrete, and metal. It will have a different look than Goldberger's, which is more family-oriented, Crowley says. This will look more refined, natural. The new restaurant's menu will have similar price points to Goldberger's, where burgers and sandwiches are $5 to $9. Hot dogs are $2.50 to $5, and sides like fries and onion rings are $3 to $7.50, Crowley says. The new space allows for shared prep kitchen that would benefit both restaurants, and Crowley hopes to launch breakfast and lunch catering options. In its eight years in Newington, Goldberger's has become known for its quirky sandwiches and chalkboard specials, burgers topped with fried mac and cheese squares, duck Reuben tacos, General Show roast pork with kimchi and mango basil sauce. Thanks to innovative ideas from Murata and crew, Crowley expects Five and Dime's menu to be smaller and more traditional, at least to start. We'll grow the menu organically, and sort of like how we did here, he says. Visit Goldberger's on Facebook and on Instagram at GoldbergersCT to follow updates on Five and Dime. From the music section, Jazz Fusion, this is One Snarky Puppy by John Adamian. Snarky Puppy are not to be confused with gothy industrial brooders Skinny Puppy. Snarky Puppy plays suave, groove-based, large ensemble music that is steeped in jazz, dub, Afrobeat, parade music, prog rock, West African pop, gospel, and funk. Think Gil Evans and Zappa vibing on an Ethiopics collection. The band's music is satisfyingly complex. It's like the jam band for eggheads who like gnarly effects, pedals, dense horn arrangements, and face-melting guitar solos. Led by bassist and composer-arranger Michael Leig, who formed the Grammy Award-winning group while he was still a student at North Texas University, this is a band committed to having fun and mixing tons of elements into a coherent end product that goes more for synthesis than whiplash turns. Few bands can get crowds to sing along with their horn charts, but that's what you can expect at a Snarky Puppy show. Snarky Puppy performs at Infinity Hall, 2 Front Street, Hartford, Saturday at 8 p.m. Tickets are $39 to $79. For tickets or information, call 866-666-6306 or visit the website infinityhall.com. In classical music news, Women Composers Fest by John Adamian. The Women Composers Festival is one of the coolest festivals you might be in danger of not knowing about. Classical music is like, oh, let's see, politics, jazz, Hollywood, visual arts, journalism, medicine, astronomy, and many other enterprises. One of those arenas where women have done critical work despite having been held back for centuries and faced with double standards and other hurdles. The 2017 Women Composers Festival features the award-winning composer Paula Matheson, who teaches experimental music composition and music technology at Wesleyan University in Middletown. Matheson, who will be composer in residence at the festival, makes music that is hypnotic and captivating, with a rippling, slow-blooming, breathing quality, though noise is often a part of her electronic and acoustic music and sound installations. The new music trio, 4060, will perform a concert featuring a newly commissioned piece by Matheson, as well as other new works. Scholar and musicologist Elizabeth Wood will deliver the festival's keynote address. Wood has written about women, gender, and sexuality in music since the 1970s. The Women's Composer Festival, with performances, features, workshops, and more, will be held through Sunday at the Charter Oak Cultural Center, 21 Charter Oak Avenue in Hartford. For ticket information and a full list of scheduled events, visit the website womencomposersfestivalhartford.com. Here's what's happening at the casinos. Bon Jovi's Arena by John Adamian. He's not Bruce Springsteen, but he's not Chris Christie either. He's John Bon Jovi, another famous man from the Garden State, now working without longtime friend and collaborator Richie Sambora. Bon Jovi released his first post-Sambora record, This House Is Not For Sale, at the end of last year. It's still got the big sing-along choruses, the mix of arena anthems, hair metal, and heartland rock. You know the hits Living on a Prayer, Wanted Dead or Alive, You Give Love a Bad Name, and others. But Bon Jovi is more than just an 80s jukebox. He was out on the campaign trail supporting Hillary Clinton last year, and his family helps run a restaurant that works to feed the hungry and provide valuable work experience for those struggling to find a job. It may be nostalgia for some, but Bon Jovi can still work arena crowds into fits of ecstatic, fist-pumping, sing-along fervor. Bon Jovi takes the stage at Mohegan Sun Arena, 1 Mohegan Sun Boulevard in Uncasville, Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $125 to $195. For tickets or information, call 860-226-7711 or visit the website mohegansun.com. Hartford Chorale and GM Chorale present the Hartford premiere of Letter from Italy, 1944, a soldier's story told in music. Sarah Manili Kiter, composer, Nancy Fitzhugh Manili, librettist, Joseph D. Eugenio, book and conductor, Alan Mann, director and designer. For every soldier killed in combat, 25 veterans are dying by suicide. It's time to broaden efforts against PTSD, says Robert M. Morgenthau. Healing Through the Arts. takes place Thursday, May 4th, 7:30 p.m. at Mortenson Hall in the Bushnell Center for the Performing Arts. For tickets, visit the website www.bushnell.org or call 860-987-5900. From the theater section, At the Jorgensen, One Night of Queen, by Christopher Arnott. Did you know that Queen's first live performance of Bohemian Rhapsody in the U.S. was in Connecticut at the Palace Theater in Waterbury in January of 1976? Their grand glam spectacles were not exactly made for the small club circuit, which makes One Night of Queen so intriguing. Acclaimed Freddie Mercury impersonator Gary Mullen and the band The Works scaled down the Killer Queen experience to the candlelit table format of the Jorgensen Center for the Arts Cabaret Series at 8 p.m. Friday at 2132 Hillside Road on the UConn campus in Storrs. Tickets are $30 to $45. For tickets or information, call 860-486-4226 or visit the website Jorgensen, Jorgensen, .UConn.edu. Also in theater news, Absolute Lessine, Veteran War Stories by Christopher Arnott. The absolute brightness of Leonard Pelkey brings back James Lessine to Hartford stage, where the writer, actor, and activist memorably starred in The Mystery of Irma Vep in 2004 and I Am My Own Wife in 2007. Lessine is known nationally as the writer of the Academy Award-winning short film Trevor and the co-founder of LGBT crisis intervention organization, The Trevor Project. Absolute Brightness tells the story of a gay teen who disappears from a New Jersey town. The one-man show is performed by Lessine himself and is adapted from a young adult novel he published in 2008. It features original music by Duncan Sheik, Spring Awakening, had a successful run off-Broadway in 2015, and just played Los Angeles in January. After Hartford, the show moves on to a multi-week engagements in Philadelphia, then back to California to spend June in Laguna Beach. The show runs through April 23rd at Hartford Stage, 50 Church Street. Performances are Tuesday through Thursday at 7:30 p.m., Friday at 8 p.m., Saturday at 8 p.m., and Sunday at 2 p.m., with added performances April 2nd and 16th at 7:30 p.m. and April 8th, 12th, and 22nd at 2 p.m. Tickets are $25 to $90. For tickets or information, call 860-527-5151 or visit the website hartfordstage.org. War is Tell. The theatrical storytelling event War Stories, a Veterans Project, shares more than a dozen stories from Connecticut residents who have served in the U.S. Army, Coast Guard, and other armed forces. The performers come from ARBI Homes for the Brave Veterans Assistance Organization in Bridgeport. A creative collaboration among theater maker Peter Van Heerden, writer Sonia Huber, and artist Nina Bentley, War Stories has therapeutic value for the veterans, but they are also being treated and paid as artists. The project has received support from the National Endowment for the Arts and the Connecticut Office of the Arts. War Stories, a Veterans Project, has three performances, Friday at 8 p.m. and Saturday at 5 and 8 p.m., at the Quick Center for the Arts, 1073 North Benson Road in Fairfield. Tickets are $20, $15 for Quick Center members. For tickets or information, call 203 254 4010 or visit the website quickcenter.com. Here's Corky Van's deal of the day, homes and hunting expos. The Excel Center in Hartford turns into a one-stop shopping destination for all things home improvement this weekend. The Jenks Spring Home Show, Friday through Sunday, features more than 300 home professionals, including remodelers, builders, and custom cabinet makers, who will provide information on the latest trends and offer promotional pricing on goods and services. Hours are Friday 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tickets are available at the door. Admission is $10 for adults and $8 for seniors. Children 12 and under are free. For information, visit the website xlcenter.com. Over the same 3 days at the Connecticut Convention Center, there's a 5,000-gallon fish tank with live fishing demonstrations, free seminars by fishing and hunting experts, no-cost appraisals of antique and collectible fishing lures and tackle, hands-on activities for all ages, and the latest gear for purchase as part of the 2017 Northeast Fishing and Hunting Show. Hours are Friday noon to 8 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Admission is cash only, $12 for adults, $4 for ages 5 to 12, and free under age 5. April 1st is Veterans Appreciation Day, with free admission for the first 200 U.S. veterans or active military with a valid military or veteran association issued ID. For information, visit the website fishinghuntingshow.com. Here's what's happening live at the Kate. April 6th, Route 66, a musical review. A rip-roaring pedal-to-the-metal road trip down memory lane featuring hits such as Dead Man's Curve, King of the Road, Little Old Lady from Pasadena, 6 Days on the Road, GTO, Fun, 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 I Get Around, and of course, Route 66. April 7th, an evening with Tom Rush, a gifted musician and performer whose shows offer a musical celebration. He helped shape the folk revival of the 60s and renaissance of the 80s and 90s, his music having left its stamp on generations of artists. Tom is accompanied by Matt Nakoa. April 8th, Americano. The dance floor is open. A tribute to the Brian Seltzer Orchestra, Stray Cats, and more. Americana brings together great music with finger snap and foot stomp and tunes that borrow energy from the sound of vintage rock and roll. April 14th, James Maddock. The songwriter's songwriter, James Maddock, who has earned the respect of masterful writers such as Bruce Springsteen and Willie Nile, has built his acclaimed legacy on humbly honoring purity of expression. Born in England, Maddock's music encompasses hints of folk, rock, and Americana. April 15th, Ultimate John Denver Tribute with Ted Vigil. Ted has performed as John Denver with spot-on rendition of the original tunes from coast to coast. He has played twice for John Denver's own Windstar Foundation in Aspen, Colorado. April 20th, Jane Monheit, The Music of Ella Fitzgerald. Blessed with a voice of phenomenal beauty, says Stephen Holden of the New York Times, Jane Monheit has had plenty of milestone moments in establishing herself as one of today's best and most important vocalist musicians. On this new offering, Monheit pays joyous tribute to Ella while sharing a definitive portrait of herself. April 21st, Bill Haley and the Comets, reviving the look and sound made famous by Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Bill Haley. Bill Haley Jr. and the Comets is a high-energy five-piece combo performing a rousing, crowd-pleasing set of songs from the dawn of rock and roll. The Kate is located in Old Saybrook. For tickets or information, call 860-510-0453 or visit the website thekate.org. Maritime Aquarium at Norwalk. Lighthouse Cruises. Lighthouse cruise season returns as the Maritime Aquarium at Norwalk offers two April outings. On Saturday, the West Long Island Sound Lighthouse Cruise leaves at 9 a.m. and returns at 4 p.m., making close passes at 8 lighthouses, most on the National Register of Historic Places off Connecticut and New York, from the Eaton's Neck Lighthouse built in 1798 to the Green Legend Lighthouse built in 1902. Tickets are $75, $65 for members. On April 15th, the Central Long Island Lighthouse Cruise leaves at 10 a.m. and returns at 3 p.m., passing five lighthouses between Norwalk and Stratford, including the Stratford Shoal Lighthouse, also known as the Middle Ground Light, a granite blockhouse whose location is still debated. Is it actually in Connecticut or New York? Tickets are $70 or $60 for members. Cruise season at the aquarium runs through October. Binoculars are provided. Participants may bring food and non-alcoholic beverages in a small bag or soft-sided cooler. Reservations are required. For information or to make reservations, call 203-852-0700, extension 2206, or visit the website maritimeaquarium.org. That's maritimeaquarium.org. Chanticleer, My Secret Heart, performs Wednesday, April 5th at 8 p.m. at Asylum Hill Congregational Church, 814 Asylum Avenue in Hartford. Tickets are $25. To purchase tickets or for more information, call 860-278-0785 or visit the website ahcc.org. NASA Space Day takes place at the Connecticut Science Center on Saturday, April 1st from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. See a NASA spacesuit, taste astronaut ice cream, take a photo with an alien, and galactic arts and crafts. For information, call 860-SCIENCE. That's 724-3623. Or visit the website ctsciencecenter.org. That's a look at some of the things to do around Connecticut from the pages of the CT Now section of the Hartford Current for March 30th. Today's program was made possible by funding from the George A. and Grace L. Long Foundation. If you have a question or need more information on any of the stories I've read, call Chris at 860-727-9579 or toll free at 1-800-708-0004. I'm Francine Michaud. So long for now.